Every family has their own journey to college, but what if getting there didn't have to be so stressful?
Honestly, I just wanted to know we weren't missing anything. Deadlines, forms, financial aid. Fast Start to College gave me a plan and peace of mind.
I liked that it wasn't just for my son. It was for us too. The videos were clear, the timelines made sense, and no pressure to figure it all out alone.
Okay, but the best part? I actually got excited about college. The worksheets helped me figure out what I want, not just where I should go.
And we didn't argue about college visits for once.
Let's not jinx it.
I've got a college list that actually feels like me, and I didn't have to spend hours lost in Google rabbit holes.
Whether you're just starting or feeling behind, Fast Start to College meets you where you are, with expert guidance, real tools, and less stress for everyone.
We only wish we found it sooner.
Get started today at faststarttocollege.com. College is coming. Be ready for it.
You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Without Religion. I'm James, and today we're going to do something a little different. And honestly, this might be one of the most important things we talk about. We're diving into something that gets tossed around a lot in spiritual circles. You know, raise your vibration. Now, I know that can sound like something you've read on an Instagram post with glitter and moons. But this isn't fluff. Honestly, this is real. And it's powerful. It's not woo-woo, it's energy. And it's shaping our lives, whether we realize it or not. So today we're going to talk about what vibration really is, why it matters, and how it shows up in your life. And then what to do about it. This one's going to hit deep. So let's start at the very beginning. Everything in the universe is vibrating. The chair you're sitting on or the car you're in, it is. It looks like it's still, but it's not. At the atomic level, it's in constant motion. The molecules are moving so fast, we can't even see it. But it is vibrating. And you are too. Because your energy, your thoughts are energy, your emotions are energy, your body is energy. All of it vibrates at different frequencies, which simply means speed and intensity. Some sounds like the Sfrigio frequencies have been used for centuries in healing traditions because of their measurable effects on the body and mind. For example, 396 megahertz helps release fear and guilt. 528 is the so-called love frequency. 936 megahertz is said to connect you to source. Now, you don't have to memorize those. You can look them up on YouTube or just Google them. But you should understand this. Frequency is real. And every thought we think, every room we walk into, every belief we carry has a vibration. So the true question is, what vibration are we living on? Now, here's a simple breakdown. Here's what low vibration is. It expresses itself in shame, guilt, depression, hopelessness. A mid-range vibration would be things like worry, frustration, and boredom. But when you're high vibrating, you're going to vibrate in things like gratitude, joy, clarity, and love, and faith. Now, this comes from a work by people like David Hawkins and Bob Proctor, who build on this by teaching that your vibration determines what you attract. Proctor said, "Everything is energy. Match the frequency of the reality that you want, and you cannot help but get that reality." What's that mean? It means this: you don't get what you want, you get what you vibrate. But vibration isn't just personal, it's collective. Now let me go here for a second. In the 1930s Germany, people always ask, how could they follow Hitler? How could one man get millions of people to go along with genocide? Because he didn't just manipulate facts. He manipulated vibration through speeches, symbolism, chants, music, fear. The Nazi regime lowered the frequency of an entire country. They used repetition to create entrainment when the energy of a strong source will pull the others into sync. And they created a national vibration of fear, resentment, and hate. People didn't need to be convinced. They were vibrationally programmed. This is why your vibration is not just about you. It will affect our families, our workplace, our relationships, our nation. And that's how spiritual manipulation works. And it's how we stop it from the inside out. Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen someone walk into a room and change it without saying a word? They just carry something. You know, the atmosphere shifts. Well, we think that's charisma, but that's not charisma. That's not charm. It's their vibration. And we've all seen the opposite, too. Someone walks in and suddenly the room feels heavier. We think they're just like Eeyore, but they drain the air, they drain the energy, and they drain the joy. Some people call them energy vampires. But you don't have to be a preacher or an extrovert, and you don't have to shout to carry power, but you do have to tune into your energy. So let me ask you this. What does your vibration say? Are you Eeyore? Are you the Flash? Are you dragging through your day, heavy and doubtful? Or are you light, fast, clear, and open? And this isn't about being fake or, oh, I'm just going to talk positive. No, it's not about pretending. It's just about noticing the frequency you're actually tuned into. Because you can't change the station if you don't even know what you're broadcasting. So let me tell you something from my own life. Back when I used to preach, I would take on this energy and it would feel divine. And man, I'd lock in and I'd feel the message and I'd be vibrating high on clarity, inspiration, and purpose. And people could feel it. They called it the anointing, and I honestly thought that's what it was too. But now I understand that it wasn't some external force falling on me. That was my energy coming from within. That was vibration. I was fully tuned in. I was fully available, fully alive. And people could feel that. But after the service, man, I'd crash. I'd pull back. I'd be quiet. People would always say to me, "Man, you're so different when you're not up there." And they were right. And that's because I didn't know how to balance that energy. I thought it had to be either or on or off. But high frequency for preaching and low frequency for everything else is not a good way to go. So I'm learning now that you don't have to burn out to show up. You don't either have to be brilliant or broken. You can just live in a consistent vibration and not just visit it from time to time. And that's the shift that I'm recognizing now and trying to work on in my own life. Now, let me give you some real-world, non-fluffy ways to do this, how you raise your vibration. Number one, moving our body changes our vibration. It changes our emotions. So we need to walk, stretch and breathe. And yes, I know we all need to do that. Gratitude is another way to raise your vibration. Not as a performance, but as a practice, just being thankful. It literally will shift your frequency. Changing our words. Words will create frequency. Being stuck all the time or mopey or whatever, we've got to change the way we say what we are. We got to change our inputs. You know, what are you listening to? What are you soaking in? Music and media, they do carry a vibration which can either raise you or bring you down. Now, this is a tough one. Notice who you hang out with, because vibration, it's contagious. You could be in a great mood and get a text from someone and they can bring you down in 5 seconds. So you need to make sure that the group you hang with is vibrationally high. Remember, who you're synced with is who you'll be like. And finally, just ask the universe. Don't just ask for things, ask to be lifted. Say, help me vibrate higher. Help me feel peace again. Help me tune in. You know, our lives are always responding to our vibrations. That's why two people can live through the same exact event and experience completely different realities. It's not about luck. It's about frequency. So today, I'm not asking you to fake it. I'm asking you to feel it. I'm asking you to notice what station you've been living on and start tuning into something that will bring your vibration higher. Because the life you want, the clarity, the connection, the breakthrough, it's already there. We just have to match it with our vibration. So let's do this closing prayer together. Universe, God, whatever you want to use, lift me today. Lift my words, my thoughts, my body, my energy. Help me to tune in to joy, to clarity and calm. Let me vibrate on the frequency of truth. Let me carry light into every room I enter, not because I force it, but because I'm living it. Let me stay aligned, not just for the moment, but for the long haul. And as always, thanks for listening to this episode of Real Without Religion. If it helped you, share it with someone else who might need a reset. And remember, stay grounded, stay curious, stay real, and amen stay.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.